back on protest arrests. On Lisa Brady, Fox News. Some members of Congress accusing police of using excessive force to clear pro-Palestinian encampments from college campuses.
This is all happening because those who refuse to stop the ongoing genocide in Gaza think they can arrest and brutalize their way out of this situation.
Missouri Democratic Congresswoman Cori Bush says the protests are about peace and justice. George Washington University says the encampment there started peacefully but was changing, and that protesters arrested early today face a variety of charges, including assault on a police officer. When an encampment was broken up last month at the University of Texas, documents were found calling for eliminating Israel.
In Glory to Gaza, one document says, armed struggle is enshrined in law, waged with rocket attacks on Zionist settlements. They also reject peace or a two-state solution, saying, we are not satisfied with coexistence or ending apartheid. We must liberate the land from the river to the sea.
Fox's William Lajeunesse.
Now, officials also found weapons, chains and steel cables to barricade doors, and buckets of rocks and bricks to assault police.
Encampments remain on other campuses, with schools threatening disciplinary action, including MIT, citing safety concerns. President Biden back on the campaign trail.
The unemployment rate has hit a record low in Racine. Racine has seen some of the strongest new business growth in all of Wisconsin.
In a battleground state the former president rallied in last week, President Biden highlighting Microsoft's multi-billion dollar investment to build a high-tech data center. The former president getting some good news in court in Georgia, an appeals court agreeing to review a judge's decision that allowed prosecutor Fannie Willis to remain on an election interference case. Another mixed finish on Wall Street. The Dow up 171 at the bell. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Florida mom is charged in the murder of a four-year-old.
The boy, adopted from Haiti, died after being brought to a hospital in Haines City. Doctors discovered a tear in his spleen. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judge says the boy was brutalized.
As the autopsy went on, they found different layers of bruises and injuries from past beatings.
Sheriff says they found a video of the boy being thrown into a pool with his hands tied behind his back. The boy's adopted mother, Patricia St. Isaire, has been charged with murder, aggravated child abuse, and witness tampering.
Fox's Jack Callahan. The Houston police chief is out as the department continues to investigate why sexual assault cases were dropped.
Mayor John Whitmire received and accepted the resignation of Police Chief Troy Finner Tuesday night. Finner had been leading the probe into thousands of incidents, including sex assault cases, where investigations were halted because of improper coding that Finner said he wasn't aware of until 2021. Local reporting uncovered emails about the coding dating back to 2018, on which Finner was copied when he was an HPD executive officer. Finner, on social media, said he did not recall those emails. Assistant Chief Larry Satterwhite was immediately elevated to acting chief of the Houston PD. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Thousands of Taylor Swift fans are following her overseas. After missing out on her U.S. concert tour dates, she kicks off the 18-city European leg of her Eras tour tomorrow. The Paris arena where she's performing says Americans bought 20% of the tickets. The Chamber of Commerce in Stockholm says about 10,000 people are coming from the U.S. for her shows there. On Wall Street, again, a mixed finish. The Dow up 172 points. The NASDAQ down about 30. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.